Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God and trusting you're getting ready to go to church this morning, be in the house of God Sunday morning, time to go to the house of God this morning. We invite you to come be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Our brother Kevin Norton's a pastor here in Tryon, and Sunday school at 10 and 10:45 for the morning worship, and then 5 o'clock of the evening on Sunday, and then 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come and be with us today in the service. I believe there'd be something God would send you that you need in your life today. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. It's time to get ready to go to church. You need the house of God. Jesus Christ died for the church, gave himself for it, wrote letters to it, named people in it. And I'm telling you, you need to be in the house of God this morning. He did establish the local assembly for the means of helping us to on our journey as we're on our way to heaven, and keep us in the right, straight, and narrow way. I thank God for that. So it's good to be here this morning. Thank you for so much for tuning us in. Hope we can be a blessing and be a help to your heart this morning. Now, let's pray. We want to pray for the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out to be in the house of God. We want to pray for you this morning that God would touch you and help you through this day as you look to him for strength and for guidance and for wisdom. And then especially for those that are unsaved, I trust this will be the day that God will open your heart if you let him, listen to him, and he will present you with the gospel of Jesus Christ and give you an opportunity to get in the family of God. What a glorious opportunity God gives for common people to get saved by God's grace and become a part of the family of God. So we urge you today to be in the house of God, get saved if you're not saved this morning, and hear the gospel. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And God has sent the means to whereby we can get to heaven. Jesus Christ died for our sins, was resurrected, and ascended back to the Father. And he sent that put the church in this world to present the gospel of his crucifixion and resurrection, and get you an opportunity to get born again, get saved by the grace of God. So you come today, be in the church this morning, and I believe you'll receive a help and a blessing as God directs your heart to come to him today. I want to pray for your needs this morning. We want to remember each one in prayer. We'll go to the Lord in prayer this morning. If you'd like to pray with us, you take time to do that, and then we certainly will appreciate that. Father, as we bow in your divine presence this morning, Holy Father, we honor you for being our Father, our Savior, and our Lord. I thank you for providing redemption through your Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that indwells us and leads us and teaches us along the way. And one day we'll go to heaven with us, and there we'll be with you. Thank you for that hope we have. I pray for this needs and radio spiritual lamb this morning. You know the need of every heart that's listening today. You know what they stand in need of. There are some that are going through problems and cares of life that certainly they need your help and your direction. I pray that you'd help them today. Pray for the young Christians, Lord, that you'd strengthen them. They might respond and grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ as the gospel is presented unto them. Bless every need this morning. Touch the sick, the suffering. You know the need of their lives today. And I pray you touch them. Convict that sinner this morning that's nearest hell. This might be the day they'll turn their heart to the Savior before it's too late. Jesus died for them, and certainly they need to listen to the wooing of the Holy Ghost as he draws them to the repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have your way. Bless the services today. Bless your men of God as they stand today and proclaim the gospel of the truth of the Word of God. I pray, have your will and way, and everything you do will praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today and be an uplift to you this morning. And I tell you, he's a wonderful Savior. And I trust God will give you comfort and give you help today and just strengthen your heart this morning. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs now. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as they sing.
that heavenly shore, for the sounds that I hear must be from heaven's door, 'cause lately
thing we know, we're going home one of these days, and we're going to be in the presence of God and His angels and all the saints of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. We've been trying to preach off and on the gospel of Christ, and what a wonderful message it is to know that the gospel of Christ is being preached today, as it has been for all these over 2,000 years. And it's still alive and vibrant and works today, still producing saints of God and producing those that live for Him. And I praise God for that this morning. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, the gospel of Christ. Paul said, as we read in the original message, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I tell you, it's the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of it, Paul said, and we shouldn't be ashamed of it today either. So there's the truth of the gospel of Christ today, and certainly we see what it does and what it produces, And we know that today. But Father, you notice this morning for just a few minutes, first of all, what does the gospel of Christ do for you and I now that are saved? It puts us in a family of believers. It puts us in a family of believers. The gospel of Christ does that. And it has a power to do that because we're like-minded folks. We got in the same way. We got saved the same way. We're kept by the same God. And we live for the same God. And certainly we put in the family of believers, those that are saved by the grace of God. Now, Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, he said, "Wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother, and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith." And so there's what happens when we get saved by the grace of God. This is what Paul was talking about. He sent Timothy, his brother. He was a brother and a minister of God and a fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. A fellow laborer. There's some words in there that I want you to notice this morning. Fellow laborer, working together for the gospel of Christ. And that's what it's all about. God puts us in a family of believers, and we believe the same thing about the gospel of the grace of God. And so he puts us in that family this morning. And then I want to go over to also to Philippians and notice some verses over here and try to stay here for a few minutes this morning, the book of Philippians, and notice what he said here in Philippians chapter 1 and verses 23. He said, "For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you." So you see, we are helping each other along the way. He said, "I need to stay here for you. There's someone that you can help because you are a believer and you do believe the gospel of Christ and you're in the same family. You can help someone along the way." And he said, "And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith." And so he puts us in the same family. There's some words I want you to notice here. He said, "That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you may stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God." So we talk something here in verse 27. I want to dwell on that verse for a while this morning, on verse 27. First of all, he talks about our conversation. In the family of God, there's a conversation that everyone understands. When we speak about and talk about the gospel of Christ, the things of God, there's a common bond that we have as a family that God puts us together, and we can have a conversation about the grace of God. That's one thing the world doesn't like to hear today. Is the conversation about the gospel of Christ, because they're not of the family. But in the family of Christ, the family of God that God has put us in, there's a conversation going on that we feed off of each other by, and we're blessed by, and we're strengthened by being in the common proximity of those that are saved by the grace of God. So you need believers. I'm just as sure as you're living this morning, if you have marooned yourself or isolated yourself and think that you don't need anybody, you don't need a church, you don't need the Lord in your conversation, you're greatly mistaken. God puts us in a family of believers. And so there's a conversation. A common bond of a conversation has got a subject that they talk about and that they're concerned about, and they're strengthened by those conversations. How many times has God let you put your arm around a brother or a sister and then strengthen them because of some things that they were going through with, and you were able to help them because you've been through that before, and you understand what they're going through with, but most of all, you can tell them that there's a Lord that understands and knows what they're going through with, and that He will help them along the way. That's what a family is all about, is strengthen each other and to help each other along the way. So the conversation, that word is in that verse this morning, and the believers of God is a conversation. What do you speak about? What do you talk about? How, what your conversation is about? The things of God, the gospel of Christ. That's what it's all about. And then he said, and as it becometh, and your conversation, as it becometh the gospel of Christ. You see, the conversation of believers exalts the gospel of Christ. It lifts up the blessed Lord Jesus Christ that died and suffered that we might have this life. And so that conversation is centered upon the very core of what we're talking about, is the gospel of Christ. Your conversation, as it becometh the gospel of Christ, it lifts up, it exalts the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, what we speak about to each other. And so we need each other in these last days and to help each other along the way. God put us in the family of God for that very reason, that He might use us to help someone along the way. And then He said that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. So the conversation, it goes from a conversation to our affairs, what we're doing, what everyday living, your affairs, what are you doing to further the gospel of the kingdom of God, your affairs, the things that you're doing daily to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, you're witnessing, you are encouraging, you are helping along the way those that are saved by the grace of God, and you're reaching sinners, and your affairs. He want to hear of your affairs. You can rest assured that what you do is heard in some circles. They're hearing what you do. Paul said that I may hear of your affairs. I want to hear what you've been doing for the cause of Christ. I want to hear how you further the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to hear about your church attendance. I want to hear about your support of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to hear about your support of your pastor and how you pray for him and you seek God's face for him. I want to hear how you reaching sinners by the grace of God with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to hear of your affairs. That's what he's talking about. So we're put in a family of believers that's got something going on for the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're furthering the gospel. They're talking about what Jesus can do for sinners. And then he said, not only have they hear of your fires, that you stand fast in one spirit, that you've got a spirit that's standing fast in the things of God. You cannot be swayed by the things that's going on around you, and the influence of your peers, those that you're connected with, those that you're working with, those of your family. You're not persuaded by them to forsake your Christian life and live for the devil. And so you stand fast in one spirit. And I'm telling you, be assured of what you know about the things of God. Stand fast in one spirit. And brothers, stand fast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Stand fast in one spirit. God puts you in a family of believers, my friend, and that you can stand fast and be strong and not be fully, not be easily persuaded to back away from your stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, stand fast in one spirit. God knows exactly how, and brother, to strengthen your heart. And that's what a family is all about. We're standing fast together. Amen. That you stand fast. They said, that's the reason I'm sending some folks unto you, that you may stand fast fast in the Lord and strengthen you in the Lord. So standing fast in one spirit with one mind. You think like each other. I mean, you've got the same mind and you've got in one accord and you're standing fast in the things of the Lord. And listen, we're living in a very diverse religious world today that is trying to pull aside from steadfastness about the old time gospel of the grace of God and the old fashioned worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's trying to pull us aside from that. Brother, I'm telling you, with one mind, being one mind together about the things of God, the Bible. Take a firm stand on the Bible. What is the Bible? What do you believe about the Bible today? Brother, standing fast with one mind on the Word of God. King James Bible is what God has given us for this generation. And brother, all of these other versions so forth that some of you are studying with, you need not do that. And you ought to study with the King James Bible. Amen. You preachers ought to study with the King James Bible. You don't need to reference these other versions. You don't need to do that to prepare to preach the Word of God. You need to the divine, pure, unadulterated Word of God that the King James has proven them to be erroneous and departing from the things of God. And so stand fast with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And so God puts you in a family that is striving together for the faith of the gospel. Brother, don't forget, God's put you in this world for a purpose. He saved you for a purpose. He put you in the family of God for a purpose. He put you in that local assembly that believes the gospel, that preaches the gospel and the truth, that stands on the truth of God. Brother, be firm and take a stand for God. It doesn't matter if it's family, if it's friends, if it's peer pressure on the job. Take a stand for God and stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And brother, God will bless you as you stand for Him, my friend. Oh, my friend, listen. Brother, He put us in a family. God bonds us together. My friend, this day, because we're saved by the grace of God, to help each other along the way and, brother, be a witness of God for this generation today. It's good to be saved this morning and good to be in the family of God. Find your place in the house of God this morning and worship God along with God's people. He'll bless you for it. God help you to do that today. May God bless you until next week at this same time.